Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, do it now. Today will be yesterday tomorrow. We appreciate this opportunity of coming your way with Bible Meditations. We also appreciate very much the fact that you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. And I hope that as our study together progresses, each of us will profit from that study. We're going to be studying for a little while in regard to the book of John, chapter 3, and we'll be noting something in regard to that particular passage that relates to us and helps to teach us concerning our respect for the Lord Jesus Christ. At this time of the year, there are many people about us who are doing all they can to show they love and they respect the Lord. And certainly I have no objection to that. It's good that people believe that the Lord is indeed the Savior who came into the world for the redemption of mankind. And yet sometimes respect involves more than just professing that we love the Lord with all of our heart. The Bible tells us that we can profess love and yet at the same time not indeed love as the Lord would have us to do it. Well, we'll get into that as we continue in our study. In the third chapter, the book of John, we have an account of a man named Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a ruler among the Jews, who came to Jesus by night. There was a discussion held between Jesus and this man, who was a leader of the Jews, and of course his reaction to Jesus is one that I'd like for you to focus on as we look at this particular account. Let's read it first of all. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do those miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, as you look at these verses, it is clearly seen that Nicodemus came to Jesus because of his respect and appreciation for the Lord. Certainly, as one who was a Pharisee, Nicodemus had access to the Bible teachings concerning Jesus who was to come into the world. He'd formulated opinions in regard to Jesus, even before he had come unto him. The Bible says that he made this statement, We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man could do the miracles thou doest, except God be with him. So it was quite evident that Nicodemus had, first of all, known Scripture and known what God has said regarding his Son. He secondarily had known that the miracles that were being performed by Jesus were an evidence of the fact that he is indeed the Son of God. And so the impression left upon Nicodemus at this particular occasion is, this is the Son of God. Well, Nicodemus is told that he must be born again. Nicodemus doesn't understand that statement, and so he asks for explanation. Jesus explains to him that he's not talking about the natural birth, but rather there is a birth of water and of the Spirit. That is, by the teaching of the Word of God, a person is baptized into Christ and thus born into the family of God. That's borne out by the Galatian letter, chapter 3, 26 and 27. For you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of us as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And so, because we have been baptized into Christ, We have become children of God. We are born into God's family. Well, it was explained to Nicodemus, you must be born again. That birth is not something that is mystical and something that people can't understand or even explain to other people. It is simply a person submitting himself to the will of God in regard to being baptized. Jesus had said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Nicodemus was told, you must do that in order to enter in to the kingdom of heaven. But I'd like for you to note the impression Jesus made on a man named Nicodemus. I don't know how Nicodemus came in contact with the record of the miracles that Jesus had performed. Someone perhaps had told him about what had been done. It's even possible that he might have seen some of the miracles that Jesus had performed. But Jesus impressed Nicodemus as a man from God. He has come from our Father in heaven. And so the impression that he had was the right impression, because indeed Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Let's look at some other impressions that are made in regard to Jesus, who was here and lived among men for approximately 33.5 years. Nicodemus said, he's from God. On one occasion in Matthew chapter 16, beginning with verse 13 through verse 19, we have this account. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, the answer was, some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're one of the prophets, you're a great man. But Jesus wasn't satisfied with the answer given thus far, and so he said, whom say ye that I am? The question is no longer, whom do men say that I am? But to his disciples, Jesus said, whom do you say that I am? Peter speaks on this occasion, and here's what he has to say. Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, there's the confession that Peter makes in regard to Jesus Christ. What do you suppose caused Peter to make that conclusion? Certainly one who had accompanied with the Lord, one who had seen the great things that he had been able to do, and one who observed the teachings that Jesus did, would come to the conclusion, he's not just Jeremiah. He's not just one of the prophets. He's not just another man inspired of God, but rather this man is different in every sense of the word. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Lord says to Peter, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let it be noted that the church was not being built on Peter, and the Lord did not say, I'm founding my church on Peter. He rather said, the fact that I'm the Christ, the Son of the living God, is the basis upon which I will build my church. That's borne out by 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, when the record says, other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And so clearly it is known that the foundation for the church is Christ, not Peter. But Peter made a true confession when he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In our study, we're going to continue to look at the impressions that Jesus made on some people. We'll talk to you about that tomorrow, the Lord's willing. Please be listening. We remind you in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed.